With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's new. The Saturday Night Showcase happens now. Power 93.5.
Let Wichita local artists get their shine on.
ICT's Party Station.
The only station that's supporting Wichita's local artists. Power 93.5.
So who are you? Let them know who you are.
I am Zaisha Yamari. You gotta say the whole thing. That is my name. Zaisha Yamari.
Zaisha Yamari. You from here? Born and raised in Wichita?
Yes and no. Okay, so I was born here, but when I was a baby, we moved to Alabama. I didn't really know anything about Kansas until I was like, we moved back in the fourth grade. So I say I'm from both, but I love Wichita. I don't care what nobody say. I love Wichita.
What part of Alabama?
Lower Alabama. My mama used to call it L.A. but Dothan, Alabama, it's next to Troy. Well, it's close to Troy. I don't know if you've heard of Troy University, all them places.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's only like maybe 2 hours away from Montgomery.
See, that's a little bit too deep south, though, for me. Like, there's something about the south, like, if you're not from there, if you haven't lived there, if you haven't been raised there, it's like, don't go there.
I would say don't.
It's like Alabama's, Gucci Mane country.
I would say Alabama's not the place to visit, but Georgia and Florida, which I've been to both, and I used to live in Florida, go there. I used to live in Jacksonville. It's pretty lit.
So when did you move again? Back to Wichita? Or to Wichita?
The first time was when I was in the fourth grade. So, and then since 2015, I've moved 8 times. So.
Now, you had mentioned before we popped on the mics, you had said that you did beauty pageants.
Yes.
Did that start in Alabama?
Yes. My mom had me in pageants when I was a little girl. I was Tiny Miss Bronze, and like I was on floats and stuff like that.
Did you say Tiny Miss Bronze?
Yes.
I love that.
I still have pictures. I'm pretty sure my dad still has like the portfolio at home in Alabama. But yeah, I had like, I believe, 5 crowns and 8 trophies. And then my mom had some, too, because we did some together.
When did you get out of that?
I think I was, like, maybe 5 or 6, and I just told my mom I didn't want to do it anymore. I wish I didn't tell her that because that actually helped, though, made me feel more comfortable on stage. But my parents didn't even know I was into music at that age. So,
see, and that kind of rose the question. Some of the stuff that you learned and practiced in pageantry, has that helped you as an artist?
When I finally did get back on stage, it was like second nature. It was, being on stage is everything. It doesn't bother me at all. So
you do music.
Mm-hmm.
How long have you been doing that?
I've been singing forever. I started writing and doing like poetry and stuff in middle school. And then in high school, I really like let it be known, like, hey, this is what I want to do. I got my first guitar when I was 15, self-taught. And then I got my second one when I was 17. And I started doing shows outside of school my senior year. My first show was at our coffee house down the street from North High, where I graduated. Go Redskins.
Go Redskins. Class, class of 97. Once a Redskin, always a Redskin.
Always, always.
You know what,
so,
you know what I mean?
Yes. So, yeah, I've been doing music forever. So my first show was at our coffee house, and then I moved to Florida, and I started doing shows there. And somebody seen me one time, and they're like, I want to get you paid to do this. And I was like, for real? And so I had my first paid show in Florida. That was back in 2016.
Now, where was that in Florida?
Jacksonville.
So then when did you come back from Florida?
I came back from Florida in 2016.
Or what led you coming back? Was it just time to come back? Had you finished all your time in Florida?
The reason I came back was before I left, this is like a little, I'm going to try to make the story brief. Okay, so my senior year, I was talking to this guy, and we were supposed to go on a date, but then we didn't go. And then I graduated, ended up moving to Alabama, then moved to Florida. And then we were still talking. And we just ended up being like a thing. And so part of the reason I moved back was to be with him. Mm. So we got together, and shout out to baby daddy. We had a baby.
Hey, yeah, shout out to the baby daddy.
But I mean, we're not together anymore, but we cool.
Yeah.
But yeah, we have a beautiful
You've got
baby.
A working relationship.
Oh yeah, we have grown in these 3 years. We have grown in these 3 years. So, yeah, we have a beautiful baby girl. Her name is Saray. So shout out to my baby. She'll be 3 this year. But that's what led me coming back to Kansas, if I'm going to be honest. Love brought me back, but, you know.
That's the name of a song right there. Love brought me back. I'm serious. Write a poem to it, make a song out of it, and just credit me in it somewhere. It's amazing how many people come in and say they started off writing poetry first.
Mm-hmm.
Like, was that just an outlet for you to do poetry and then you want to do music? Was it always like, I want to do both? Did one lead into the other, or?
No, I always wanted to sing. I always wanted to do music, but poetry helped the writing process. I remember when we started doing poetry in school, I think it was, maybe I was in the sixth grade, and we were learning about haikus and all different types of poems and how to word things together, and I just loved it. But I like non-rhyming poetry.
Hmm.
So I like more of a storytelling type poetry. You know, I don't feel like I'm a Dr. Seuss type.
No Cat in the Hat type stuff?
No.
So when did you really start getting serious about it? I know you said you got paid in Florida. Was before you went, was that when you're like, okay, it's I want to do music, it's time to do it?
I knew I was serious. Like, I knew I wanted to start being taken serious my senior project, because you have to do a senior project at North to graduate. It was to, I studied music, entertainment, and all that type of stuff. And Beyonce was like my basis. And I learned she's not just a singer, she's not just an entertainer. Like, she knows every detail down to the light bulbs on stage. So I was like, I want to have that type of work ethic. And so I started doing shows. And then doing shows, I was a cover girl. And I was like, I don't want to be a cover girl. I want to sing my own stuff. So last year, 2019, I put out my first project on SoundCloud. I don't call it like an album or an EP. I just call it a project. And it was called Confessions of a Love Addict. And so that's when I really started wanting to like be like, hey, I'm here. Like, I do this. Like, I don't want to do shows and just do covers. Like, I want my own product out, because I am my own. I am somebody. So yeah. I need you to know that. So I put out my first project, and it went pretty okay for a first project for somebody that's not really known. And then I started doing more and more shows, but only singing my music. And then here we are, 2020, and I think I've done like 5-6 shows already this year.
How many songs were on your first project?
There are 8 songs on my first project, but there's a total of 13 songs on my SoundCloud.
And do you just record that all here? Do you just chill with the guitar? What's the process of your songwriting?
I was finding beats online, and I would take them to studios here in Wichita. And I actually recorded that project with 3 different people at 3 different times. And so then once I got all the music together, I was like, all right, this is it. I did all the work behind it and put it out. And then after I put out the project, people don't want to tell you the business behind the business, behind the music. And so somebody taught me all the business behind the music, but I already had a project out. So now that I know what I have to do to actually turn my music and my brand into something that's profitable for me, it takes a whole lot more time and money.
Why do you think that is, though?
Why think nobody wants to tell the business? Because, let me just say this.
Oh, she's getting comfortable. She's like, oh, let me sit back. Let me.
I just want to make it clear. I love Wichita, but.
But, comma.
A lot of the artists here in Wichita are very stingy with information. And I'm like, the way I see it is somebody told you. Mm. So for free. So why can't you help the next person? So if I see somebody doing music and I'm like, hey, do you know about DistroKid? Do you know about BMI? Do you know about these things? Because I actually, my coworker, he does music and he's got all his equipment and everything. And he's like, nobody told me about none of this. And he was just planning on putting out a project. I'm like, you can't just put out a project. I mean, you can if you want to get it stolen from you, if you know, because people do steal music. And so I'm like, I want people to, there's so much money out here to be made. Why not everybody come up? Why do you have to, I want to be the only one? No, it's okay. It's okay if somebody makes it before you. It's not your time yet.
Why do you think the thinking is like that here?
I think people are so hungry to get out. They don't know how to, they don't know how to work together, so they're just like me, me, me. But everybody that I know that is getting out, they are in a group of people. I don't know anybody alone that's getting out. So the people that are working together are the people, this is from what I know, the people that are working together are the ones who are progressing, while the people who are working alone, they're still in the same spot they were last year. So I make it a point too. I'm open to working with people and to networking and all that stuff, because help me help you help us. So.
And so I actually had heard of you before, but I got to see you perform at the, what is it, Dead Center Vintage?
Dead Center Vintage.
And you were talking about how it kind of made you nervous because the people were right there.
Yes. Close-knit, like, very intimate settings make me nervous, and I don't know why. And so I told myself after that event, I was like, I'm going to do more of those so I don't get nervous. Because I remember when I very first started letting it be known that I sing, and when I very first started doing shows, like, my legs would shake uncontrollably. And being in that small setting, I was, like, shaking, but I was trying to control it. And I was like, oh, my gosh, I cannot believe this is happening. But when I'm on stage, that doesn't happen anymore. So I'm just like, I need to get used to that. Because I know there are going to be more settings where I'm, like, everybody's, like, right there in my face.
So. Which one would you prefer? Like, out of the settings, I know you don't like having people in your face, but out of the places that you've performed, like, once you're on stage, which would you prefer? Would you rather be able to see the audience, see the interactions, see how they're vibing, or just see lights and not just kind of see a couple people in front and then not see anybody after
that? Well, see, the settings that I've performed in, I can still see the people. Like, I performed at Barleycorn's. I can still see the people, but we ain't on the same level. Like, you down there.
Yeah, they have a little bit of a stage. It's about, what, about a foot and a half, 2 feet, something like that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I just like being a little bit higher up. I don't mind seeing you, because I'm going to look at you anyways, but being, like, dead in your face is just like, back up. Like, yeah. Give me some space.
So, do you have any performances in the future? Or that you're working on? Like, what are you working on right now? Are you, like, focused on a new album?
I'm working on my new album, and I'm also working on... So, I want to give the females in Wichita a little bit of more spotlight. So I'm working on putting on a show for females. We're still in the works. We're all on the group chat trying to figure out dates and venues and stuff like that. But it's going to be for the females. We got some, a couple rappers, some singers. I don't know. Can I name drop?
Name drop.
We got Drix. We got Ms. V. We got Shakira G. I want to get Endless. I want to ask her if she wants to do it. Who else? We got Ariel. I think her name is Ariel Lene. I don't want to say it wrong. If I did, I'm sorry, girl. But, yeah, we all want to... I got them together. Shakira actually brought Ariel into it. And so... I just want us to all have, like, let it be known, like, hey, we see all men doing our thing, but we doing it too. So Drix and Tajnay, sorry, Miss V are rappers. And then me, I'm a singer. And Day is a singer. Shakira is a singer and Ariel is a singer. So we want to, you know, get on the scene like tough this year.
That sounds fun. I'm going to have to come out to that.
Yes, as soon as we get it organized. We've picked a month. Now we just have to be for sure on the date. And then our venue, we can't really say our venue yet, but we're working on a certain venue for this.
Now, you mentioned, you know, you're like, hey, I see the guys doing their thing. But do you think there's a little bit of a double standard when it comes to...
Like,
if they had an all-man show...
They're always all-man shows.
And all-woman shows, do you think people are going to look at the all-woman show different?
The way I look at it is, like, NBA and WNBA.
Well, because, put it this way, like, an all-man show isn't called an all-man show.
Exactly.
But an all-woman show, you're like, yeah, I want an all-woman show. We're going to have an all-woman show.
Because we, like, I've been in these shows, and they're... Look, the truth is... The music industry is male-dominated, and we don't have much of a light. We don't have much... People don't think we have much to say, and everybody thinks we're just singing about... I don't know if I could say that word on the radio.
Probably not. about sex, about...
Yeah.
Body.
Yeah. As far as I understand, I don't make that type of music, and these girls don't make that type of music, so... We have something to say, and we're gonna show you that we are not, and it's no offense, we are not all Megan Thee Stallions, you know?
No, yeah.
So, we're not all, can I say strippers on the radio?
Yeah, you can say strippers on the radio.
We're not all strippers, which, no offense to, you know, that do your thing, get your money, but, you know, we are honest people, we are classy women, so... Let us show you something different. Because I've heard a lot of men say they don't want to listen to females because they don't want to hear the same old thing. We want to hear something different. So, all right, we're about to make you hear something different.
I like that. So respect. Let Me Love You, the single.
Yes.
Tell us about it. How did it come about?
Okay, so Let Me Love You, I wrote that over the summer. I was seeing this guy, he's a boxer, and he's just this fine chocolate thing, still fine to this day. But we were hanging out or whatever at my place, and we were drinking some wine or whatever, and he was just talking to me and telling me about his situation with his child's mother or whatever, and he just was telling me he felt very unappreciated, and like everything he would do, it just wasn't enough. And I'm just like, look, my type of love hits different, like, just let me show you different, like, let me love you, like, you know. So that's how that song came about, and I wrote it in like 2 days, and I sent him the lyrics, and he was like, oh my god, I like it. So then I recorded it with Dizzy, I believe. I recorded it, and then that was actually on Confessions of a Love Addict, but then I put it on all platforms.
Now, why'd you pick that one? Was that the one that just kind of resonated the most with you, resonated the most with people?
That song was
with
number
the boxer.
One. That song was number one on my SoundCloud. And the song after that was End of the Day, and people loved that song too. But it wasn't, there was a love-hate relationship with End of the Day. So I decided not to put that song out, but everybody loves Let Me Love You. So that was a song I put out. Because End of the Day was basically, it was a song for the ladies who are down for their men, who will like do anything to make sure they're good, they're straight. One of my lyrics is, I ain't seen nothing, I ain't heard nothing, I'll take a charge for you. And when certain people heard that part, they're like, I ain't doing that.
No, you can't charge you to the game. can't do that, and no, so, more in 2020.
No, not anymore. And see, when I wrote
can't
that,
put on the Visa or MasterCard.
No, look, I'm tired of paying for JPay. Stop emailing me, JPay. My inmate is not in jail no more. Like, I'm so I'm past, when I wrote that, that's who I was at that time. And so I had my aunt, she's like, I ain't taking a charge for nobody, I don't like that. And I'm just like, I was at a different place in life when I wrote that. So, yeah. Oh, the older people don't really care for that part of the song.
That's because they, been charged on too many times. That's the problem.
Yeah.
It's not, one charge is okay. 100 charges, no bueno.
Yeah.
That's where it gets into the problem. So what's next for you?
What's next? So I'm working on my album, Ecstasy. Everything comes out on a significant date. And so I'm working on my album. It'll come out in the fall. And then I'm working on a single. Well, the single's already wrote. It's all a matter of getting it recorded and mixed and mastered correctly. Because I'm very particular about the quality of my music, and I refuse to put out bad quality. So the song that I have coming out is called Trust in Me. I've performed it a few times. People really, really like it because it's... If you listen to my music, you will know the type of person I am and how I love and how I care. Not just for the person in the relationship, but for just people in general. So the music, I believe, in my opinion, within the past 10 years, wasn't very real. And now a lot of the artists coming out now are just giving us real, raw, honest truth. Like, that's why Cardi B took off, because she was just real. Like, this is who I am. That's why Brent Faiyaz is taking off, because he's real. What man is going to tell you the honest truth? Like, this is what I'm doing. Like,
do you think that people want to hear realness and are ready for it? Or is the audience coming up to the music, I guess, is what I'm trying to ask. Because you're always going to have people who don't really want real stuff and like, you know, mainstream and certain things like that, but
I feel like we're ready to hear something real. We want to hear the truth in life. Like, we're tired of... Can I talk about drugs on the radio?
Yeah, you can talk
about that. We're tired of hearing about rappers doing drugs or having these guns that they don't even have, or they're still talking about lifestyles they don't live anymore. And we're just like, we want to know something real. And so I feel like Brent Faiyaz is a perfect example of, his music is very honest and it's very real, and that's what people want to hear. We don't want to hear no BS.
Yeah.
Like, we just want to hear the truth of life. So, and I feel like he gives us that within, like, his songs are about, like, his loves or relationships. Even Blake Warrior, his music, which is why, one of the reasons why I love it, it's so honest and true and relatable. Like, I can't relate to what's going on in the streets. My parents wouldn't even let me go over there on Pyatt growing up. Like, I grew up on the west side, and we had to stay on the west side. I could not go to the hood growing up. My parents, no. What you going over there for? What you about? Nope. Wasn't happening.
So it sounds like you put a lot of emphasis on being truthful in your music.
Yes.
How hard is it to do that, though?
It's not hard at all.
Is it not hard for you to be truthful, or is it hard for people to take the truth?
I feel like it's hard for people to be truthful, but when you're truthful, life is so much easier, because in my eyes, you're a worser person when you lie to me. Lying to me, in my eyes, is worse than what you actually did. So I just, tell me the truth. I'll tell anybody, like, and I'll cut you off, like, instantly if you lie to me. Like,
Gemini, Scorpio,
Cancer.
Cancer, okay.
Like, I mean, it took a long time to be able to cut off people, but I can't stand being lied to. Because if you lie to me, I feel like, what are you scared of me for? Like, why do you gotta lie to me? Because I'm open to giving chances on certain situations, but once you lie to me, I'm cool on it. And so my music is very honest. Like, I'm gonna, if you broke my heart, look, you broke my heart, and I'm about to tell the truth on what you did. Like, don't go back and say, I didn't do that, or this ain't what that was. That is exactly what it was. And it's not okay that that's what that was, but it's okay that you tell the truth about it. Because once you speak your truth, you can live easier. I get physically sick if I lie. Like, I will feel nauseous, and I will have to come back to you and tell you, hey, this is what really happened. So I don't like being lied to, and I don't want to lie to anybody. So I just, look, this is what it is.
So you're like, you definitely, I can't do that in the music.
And I definitely can't do that in the music. Somebody asked me to write a, somebody asked me to write, like, more of a sexual music, and I couldn't do it, not because it's not me, but because that wouldn't reflect who I really am. Like, I'm not a, I can be sexy, but I'm not a sex symbol. That mm-hmm. That isn't what I represent. So I tried to write a song like that, and it was terrible. It was like the worst song I ever wrote. And I'm like, I have to write what's truly in my heart, and sex is not what's in my heart. Like, I write about my life experiences and the things that hurt me or the things that's helped me or just people that I've encountered. Every song that I've written is directly from a conversation that I've had. So, like, there's a line in just about literally every song that I have is a line from a conversation that I've had. And my last project, majority of those songs were about my child's father. And so, like, I'll be like,
so what's the next project?
This?
Do you got to have another baby to have another album?
No.
The stuff you're writing now, how has that changed from the first project?
So, initially, my album was going to be called Left, and that was for everything I've ever left and everybody who's ever left me. And I just was feeling iffy on it, and I met with a DJ here, DJ Barefoot, and we had awesome. We're both Brent Faiyaz fans. but we're having a conversation, and we were talking about how music makes me feel or whatever. I said, when I listen to music, when I had my apartment, I was like in the dark. Didn't nobody turn on lights in my apartment unless she was cooking or something or going to the bathroom. So it would be black in my house, dark in my house. I have my speaker, I have my incense going, and I just lay there in the dark and listen to music. And it just.
Sandalwood, dragon blood. Indian sage, what kind of incense?
Oh, as far as.
You should have saw the look she just gave me. She was like, what are you talking about?
I do sage. Right now, I have Dragon's Blood Sage. I got that from Cloud Nine.
See, I'm hip. I'm hip. Yeah. I know
thanks,
the incense.
Bub, for the sage.
I know all the incense flavors, you know.
But right now, I have Dragon's Blood Sage.
Scents, I guess they aren't flavors.
Yeah. They're not flavors. You can't eat it. Yeah. But yeah, I would do sage and wax melts. Mm. I guess people say it's aromatherapy. I didn't think about it that way, but I was like, it's very much aromatherapy. But that's how I would listen to music. And I'll tell everybody, like, the first thing I say is music takes me to a place no human can physically take me. And it just takes me on a journey. And he was like, you're describing ecstasy. And I was like, that's the name of my album. And so I spell it X-T-C. And that's how I came up with the name for my album. So thanks, DJ Barefoot, for that.
Look at Barefoot, dropping gems. I like that.
So Let Me Love You is coming soon. And then my album Ecstasy is coming out in the fall.
And then let's see. Let them know where they can find you, all your social media stuff.
So my Instagram is Zaisha Yamari Music. It is Zaisha Yamari Music. And then on any music platform, Spotify, Apple, iTunes, Amazon, Tidal, my name is Zayesha Yamari, Z-Y-E-S-H-A-Y-A-M-A-R-I. And then I don't really tweet, but my Twitter name is Official Zayesha, Z-Y-E-S-H-A. And yeah.
And we haven't really talked about the Wichita scene that much. What do you think about it? How do you like it? How can it get better? How can it get worse? Who are you listening to? Who are you feeling?
Oh, okay. I'm so glad you asked me this because I just have to give him a shout out. Blake Warrior. Blake Warrior. Oh, my gosh. I listened to him.
Table for two.
Table for two.
Look at me. Look at me. Oh,
yes.
Don't say sorry, Blake. I was about to take it over.
Blake... I actually text him every so often, and I'll be like, I love somebody hear your song, and they love it. Like, I love his music. He is so...
Good guy, too. Really, really
he's
solid,
dude. He's very humble and nice. So Blake Warrior, I listen to him literally every day.
You got to do that collab. The Zayesha, Blake Warrior.
That would be dope. Can I say dope on the radio?
You can say dope.
That would be fire. And
But else? You can't say fire, though.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm not. Dang. Go ahead.
Let's see. And I listen to Jordan Lattimore. He's fire. Drix. Fire. Love her music. She's actually going on tour, or is on tour, with Larry June.
Yeah, she's been on tour, the past couple months? Like,
yes.
Remember?
So, I go hard for Drix because people give her a hard time because she is in the LGBT community and she's a rapper. And I'm like, nope, y'all not about to discredit her. I'm a fan.
Yeah.
So I'm a big fan of her and a big fan of Jordan and a big fan of Blake. And then there's this guy named Justin Lewis, and his voice is just like butter. He sounds amazing. He went on tour. I think he went to Canada on tour or something that. He's from here. He's super great, young guy. I listen to the people out here. So, and I support, I will tell anybody, it really doesn't take nothing but a couple minutes to listen to a song and share it. And people who know me know I only listen to a certain type of music, but when I hear talent, I know talent. So just because it's not my type of music, that don't mean I'm not going to share it, because I know people who will be into that. So I'm all open for sharing. That's the least I could do, is hit the share button, you know?
It's a gift that keeps on giving.
Exactly. Hey, this is Zayesha, and you're about to hear my song, Let Me Love You, on the Saturday Night Showcase.
Shout out, Young Swiss.
Keep on.
Swiss.
The All New Saturday Night Showcase, where Wichita's local artists shine. Hit us up on Facebook and Twitter, or text us at 21272 and let us know what you think of tonight's local artist. Only on Wichita's Power 93.5.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.